Man faces multiple charges after an incident that spanned portions of Plain Township and Canton. 43-year-old Michael Blackman of Plain Township allegedly fled from Starr County Sheriff's deputies and Canton police Wednesday night. During the pursuit, he reportedly attempted to break into garages on 25th and 29th Street Northeast and threatened to shoot people at a drive-thru on Harrisburg Road. Police say Blackman hit in a wooded area and threatened to shoot officers and himself. Blackman arrested and booked at the county jail on charges including aggravated trespass and assaulting or harassing a police dog. He's scheduled for arraignment today in Canton Municipal Court. Services have been announced for a 13-year-old boy who died from his injuries in the Green Memorial Day Parade. Calling hours for Matthew Schultz will be Monday from 4 to 8 at Rossi Funeral Home in Canton. A massive Christian burial will be Tuesday at 11 at Christ the Servant Parish in Canton. Schultz was riding on a trailer pulled by a pickup truck when he fell and was struck by the dual tires of the trailer. Schultz was a student at North Canton Middle School. Students will hold a vigil tonight at 8 at Whitwer Park. A Massillon man is headed to prison for raping a child. 37-year-old Joshua Steele was sentenced Tuesday by Common Pleas Judge Taryn Heath to 14 to 19 and a half years behind bars. He pleaded guilty to felony counts of rape and gross sexual imposition. The victim was 10 years old when the activity occurred January 13th. Massillon police filed charges last month, which led to a bill of information. An administrator for the Alliance School District is stepping down. Intermediate school principal Stephanie Guerin announced her resignation to accept an administrative position outside the district. She will leave in mid-June. Guerin joined the district in 2013 as principal of the former Parkway Elementary. She moved to Alliance Intermediate 4 years later. The search for a successor will begin immediately. ODOT planning Starr County work projects next year. Route 30 lanes and ramps will be resurfaced in Canton, East Canton, Minerva, in Osterburg and Canton Townships. Maintenance will be done on 21 bridges on I-77 and Routes 30 and 62 in Canton and Canton Township. Route 172 will be resurfaced from Route 44 to Browning Court in East Canton. A pedestrian crosswalk will be installed on Route 183 at the PCC Airfoils plant in Minerva. Work expected to start next spring and take one construction season. Combined cost of the projects more than $9.5 million. The Fraternal Order of Police, Quaker Lodge 88, recognized two officers in Salem Thursday. St. Clair Township Officer Dakota Wetzel was seriously injured during a shootout January 22nd. Joseph Como was seen holding a gun before Wetzel fired several shots. Como returned fire and was fatally shot by other officers. Wetzel suffered a head injury. A four-year-old girl was killed by a stray bullet. The Highway Patrol is investigating the incident. Latonia Officer John Hancock was also recognized after he suffered a broken ankle and a head injury in an attack last October. Hancock subdued the driver who assaulted him with a metal bar during a traffic stop. The city of Youngstown will pay the mother of a murdered teen $40,000 to settle a federal lawsuit. 14-year-old Landon Lockhart was reported missing in November 2021. His body was discovered in a wooded area on the city's east side 2 months later. 17-year-olds Anthony Wilkins and Anwan Whitfield were each sentenced to 17 to 22 and a half years in prison for the murder. The victim's family alleged two police officers discriminated against the boy by failing to adequately investigate the missing child report. The suit says the officers refused to use available resources and classified Lockhart as a runaway. The city's insurance company will pay half of the settlement. Guns were stolen from two men at Foster Metro Park in Newton Township. WKBN-TV reports the crimes happened 5 days apart last week. The Trumbull County Sheriff's Office says a woman used social media to arrange romantic rendezvous with the men. Each time the woman requested the man bring a firearm to the location. When the men arrived, they were approached by three armed men who demanded the firearm. Warren police investigating after a man was found dead on a bike trail. Children riding their bicycles crossed the bridge along the trail off Woodland Street Northeast, discovered the body around 12:45 Tuesday afternoon. They told officers the man appeared to be injured. He was later identified as 36-year-old Christopher Darby of Warren. The Trumbull County Coroner's Office is awaiting toxicology results. Investigators say there are no immediate signs of foul play. We have the following funeral announcements. Memorial service will be held Saturday at 11 o'clock for Rhoda J. Campbell at First Presbyterian Church of Alliance. Arrangements by Cassidy Turkle Christian. Service for 68-year-old Glenda S. Miller Sunday at 2 o'clock. Arrangements by Cassidy Turkle Christian. Service for 76-year-old Linda Potts June 14th at 10 o'clock at St. Joseph Catholic Church. Arrangements by Cassidy Turkle Christian.